The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is Tuesday, the 4th of December. That sounds like an important date, but I'm not sure why. Is it a Jay-Z song or something? Who the fuck knows? Let's really just get this shit out of the way. There's stuff coming up. There's fucking stuff coming up. We got gigs. On the 12th of July... Do you know what that is? I looked at a thing that said July a second ago, and I want to say 12th of July. That's not what I mean. On the 12th of December, me and Mickey Bartlett are doing Cold Rain, Riverside Theatre. Riverside, motherfuckers. Okay? It's like a double header thing. You'll basically get two headline slots for whatever the fucking price of the ticket is. Just look up Riverside Theatre. Come see us. I don't know what the deal is with the tickets. I thought they were nearly sold out, and then it seems like they added fucking like five more rows, so there should be tickets left. So yeah, get yourself down to that. Then on the 14th that's sold out, and then 15th is OMA. So anyone in the Tyrone area, if you want to come to a big show, it's a fucking belter lineup. It's at Lola's at the Silver Birches Hotel in OMA, and it's like me, Mickey Bartlett, fucking Connor Keys, and Gar McCann's on, Teresa Livingstone. You're talking like a bunch of fucking headliners for like 15 quid, or it might be less than that, maybe like a tenner. Anyway, it's gonna be banging. Biggest show of the lot, though, is on the 5th of January. I'm going to be recording, like, a comedy special, essentially. It's going to be at the Limelight, as usual. It's probably the best place to see anything live, is the Limelight, you know? It just is, you know what I mean? I've done gigs at the fucking Ulster Hall and shit like that before. It didn't do it for me. The Limelight's where it's at, you know? My crowd are a nice rowdy bunch of bastards. So the tickets are literally on sale today. If you go on to either my Instagram, or if you just want to Google Ticketmaster Colin Geddes and you can buy tickets for before Christmas for this motherfucking show in January. And it'll be a case of turn up. There'll be some other acts there having a bit of crack, and then I'll just record a sort of best of all my sort of more evergreen material, they call it, guys. You know, I write material all the time, but some of it is just going to get lost in time, much like any news story. So some of the more evergreen stories or good bits of material, I'm going to record as one big fucking batch. Then I'm going to put it out. I'm going to put it up for sale for a very low fee to sort of pay for itself. And then people on Patreon will receive that for fuck all. In fact, what I might actually do is just put some teaser clips up on YouTube and not put the full thing up at all. And then the Patreon people are the people who are able to buy it. How about that shit? Not buy it, download it for free because they're part of the Patreon people. So there you have it, guys. The tickets are on sale for that now. If you just look up Colin Geddes Ticketmaster, 5th of January at the Limelight, it's going to be absolutely banging. Also, there's going to be merch. This merch, bro. I'm going to put it up for pre-order. It's going to get arrive on the... So what fucking date did they say? It's going to arrive sort of like 10th, 11th, 12th of December. And I'm going to box it up if you pre-order it and get it out to you for Christmas. Some of this fucking merch is outstanding. You know? We got a Dead on Mafia t-shirt, which is white with like a pink fucking emblem here. The little balaclava with the hard eyes. And then on the back, it's got like a fucking zebra print style, like fucking tiger camo wavy thing. It says Dead on Mafia on the back. It is sweet as fuck. It's so goddamn sweet. And here's what I do with merch. I make it and then I go, Do you know what? If you want it, you can buy it. But fuck you. I have them anyway. There's that. There's the new Team Blender t-shirts, which are fucking gorgeous. They're like grey, and then it's got like a sort of old school, like, it kind of looks like a fucking, it was kind of inspired while I was in like LA there. It looks like an old, you know, like t-shirt you would buy that says like California on it, and there's like a sunset. That's kind of the vibe I was going for, except it says Team Blender, International School of Wrecking Boys, and then the little Barry the Blender emblem. It is fucking class. And then what's the other one? The hoodie. Now, the hoodie, I'm not going to lie to you, is going to be fucking expensive, because unless you're getting fucking 10,000 of them made, they're quite dear to make, but they're swag as fuck. They're really fucking tidy. So, yeah, they're more than likely going to be about 30 quid or 35 quid, which is dear as shit. But like, by the time they're made and printed, and there's all these little, different little elements, like, you know, the back, if you get the front printed, it's grand. If you get the back printed too, which it has, dear again. It's on a better quality hoodie. It's a whole pile of shit, and then postage is going to be dear. So by the time we fucking get it out, but the thing is, there's very few of them, so get on top of it if you want to get one. Order it up for Christmas, and get it. Get yourself the fucking thing. Shout out to the Patreon people who have been donating. Even since last week's podcast, there's been a whole pile of people fucking chipping in $2, $3, whatever, $4, $5, and it's much appreciated. We're sorting shit out, you know what I mean? We got the camera rolling. Inevitably, that'll probably fucking step it up a notch as well, because this camcorder, I don't know, it's not the best quality, but it allows me to record constantly. You know, we got our microphones. Hopefully the sound is good quality. We've eliminated our fucking little buzz. And this is all due to Patreon, do you know what I mean? You find a problem, you're like, right, what's going on? We're getting a bit of a hiss off this thing. Get advice from some fucking, some of the Dead All Mafia people who listen to this. And then I'm just like, fucking, boom, buy a piece of equipment. Solved. No more hissing in the background. We can play all the porn videos as loud as we want. And there's no fucking in the background. Which is fucking lethal. And other than that, since I've got you to do everything else, if you want to rate and review the podcast on the podcast app, absolutely fill your fucking trunks, bro. Let's play this goddamn intro. Unbelievable. Oh. General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis. Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather, soul. Cole and Jettis. It's Jettis. Actually,
Jettis.
Fuck you. How about that? Absolutely no hiss in the background, because I got the little thing that like earths the fucking thing. I don't know. I'm not an electronicist. I don't know what the fuck it does. Anyway, sorry about that fucking 12-minute intro there, guys. But we'll have to get some info out there. That's it. I feel like I'm still jet-lagged at this point, even though I came back from holiday, like, last fucking week. Fucked. You know? It was supposed to be directing Shane Todd's, like, he was recording his special at the Accidental Theatre last night, and if you can get to listen to this in time, he's also doing it tonight. I think there's tickets still available. But fucking, I was supposed to be doing that last night. Went to visit my man, hospital, you know, which is a whole new fucking chapter of my life that has fucking reopened and has been strange, to say the least. We'll talk about that someday. Come out of the hospital, I was like, when I drove to Belfast, I was like, I feel fucking rough. And then I got out to the fucking car and I was like, I am fucking, you know, when you just get that wave of like, before you get like food poisoning or the flu or something, and you're like, I'm gonna fuck. And I just fucking texted him, I was like, I can't fucking come around there right now, and just came straight home. And just fucking crawled under a duvet and made some soup, and I was just like, oh fuck, I'm just gonna have to sleep this shit off. Took a Baraka, took a fucking Lemsip, and then it seemed to go away. By the way, how come I can't sleep through the night at all? I cannot sleep through the night in a bed. I go to bed, I can be knackered. I mean, the last few weeks, there's been days where I've been absolutely fucking exhausted. Normally I get into bed, go to sleep, get this new burst of energy, and I'm fucking about on Snapchat and all sorts of shit. not, you know, the last couple of weeks I've just been getting into bed and Maureen will go like brush her teeth and by the time she gets back in I'll be just fucking dead. And she's like, the fuck's wrong with you? But then, you know, once I got back into my rhythm, of course I stopped sleeping through the fucking night. I'm literally like a newborn baby. I don't know what the crack is. And I've, you know what I mean? I'll work out, I'll do a lot of shit, I'll exhaust myself. And then I'll just be like, I'll sleep for, I think maybe, I think I reset very quickly so I could be knackered and then I'll fall asleep and then I wake up like 2 hours later, like totally fresh, and it's like fucking 3 a.m. I'm like, what do I do now? But I always get this thing of like, it's almost, I feel like there's a lot of pressure. It feels like pressure on you to be like, you go to sleep and don't you wake up for fucking 8 hours. And I'm like, oh, that's ages, man. That's fucking 8 hours. You know what shit you get done in 8 hours? And then you just fucking wake up 4 hours later like, ugh. Meanwhile, Maureen was out of the house last night. She had to stay at her grandma's. And I was like, just in the living room. Because, like, we, you know what I mean? Like, we have a TV in a room, but it's not plugged into anything. We barely ever watch it. If we watch anything in bed, it's usually on a laptop. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just... by the way, we bought this couch that is not an attractive couch. It's not a fucking... You know, you wouldn't look at it and go, that's a beautiful piece of furniture. We got it out of IKEA deliberately because it's like modular and you can basically have it... You could literally buy segments to this thing and just have it fucking extend for half a mile. So we deliberately done it. So it was like the full length of the room. So it's this big fucking long sofa. So I was like, fuck this, duvet, pillows, editing a bit of a vlog. And then just fell asleep and slept like a... And it's a lot firmer than a bed, which I think might be the secret. I think I'm lying in bed. I think I'm that fucking heavy that if I lie in bed, I lie at like a fucking curve. Do you know what I mean? And then I wake up with spina bifida. I don't even know what the fuck spina bifida is. It's probably, I mean, I know it's a horrendous disease children get. And it's, all I can remember is that bit in Talladega Nights. He was like, anal bifida. It's one of the bifidas. You know what I mean? Like, I just wake up and I'm like, oh, why is my fucking back sore every morning when I wake up? Sleep on a couch, which is like quite firm. Oh my God. Woke up this morning. Like literally, you know, like when fucking breakdancers are on their back and they fucking they kick their legs and they just land on their feet. That's literally nearly what I did. I was like, oh my God, I feel like $1 million right now. Got up. I was like, this is fucking great. Listen, you've left me here by myself. I don't know what the fuck I'm even talking about right now. What I'm saying is, I slept well on a couch after feeling rough as shit yesterday. But that was about it. I don't know what it was. I don't know whether it was just like fucking run down or what the fuck it was. Could be full-blown AIDS of the asshole, but yeah. What can you do? In fact, do you know what it might have been? That's me opening another diet soda. And I'll tell you what. I seem to only drink them on this podcast. That's a lie. But you know what I mean? I'll bring out 15 drinks. Got a water... Got a coffee, you know, the big man's back on the caffeine train, hence the fucking zero focus, and I'm all over the goddamn place talking shit. Also, very excited. No, sorry, this is what I was going to say. I think I may know why I feel like shit. We've been eating very fucking well, okay? I've been eating pretty well. I was just like, listen, we need a life change here, and anything, bro, two strokes in a row there. Anytime anything is like too serious or set in stone, I don't like it. Any rules, any fucking whatever. So if I was to just go like, from Monday, I'm eating healthy and I'm not allowed to drink it would last a day. See now, all I'm trying to do is be like, right, we just wake up, we try and do our fucking best. We go, just each time I eat a meal, I just go, right, what am I doing for breakfast? I'll eat porridge even though I fucking hate it. I'll get the chocolate protein in there. Bang, bang, bang. Measure it out some days. You know, it's supposed to be like 40 grams. Some days, I know, like if I'm out and whatever, I'll just put in like 50 or 60 and just be like, I just want to eat this and then not go to Belfast and fucking eat a Boojum or something. So I will eat a bit more, but trying to do shit like that and then just like prepping a bit of food. Like, oh, let me make like a chopped style salad and I just put it in a fucking lunchbox and I'll shove it into my face before I meet up with somebody, because inevitably we'll get goddamn coffee and buns and a fucking Subway, you know what I mean? So trying to just eat like that, and then I've been eating well, and I talked about this last week, Fat Bastard Club of the Year. I was dropping. I was talking about this, like I'd lost almost a stone since the last time I logged into the MyFitnessPal, and then I got down to like 20 something, and I was like, if I just keep eating well for like the next couple of days, I'm gonna be below 20 stone for the first time in about fucking goddamn 10 years probably, which is hilarious, you know. And then once that happens, once I tick over that, I'm just gonna be like, right, let's not go over that again. And then we'll just work it down to 19. And then here's the deal. Here's the thing. If I could get to about 16 stone, the shape I would be in would be... I would be like the fucking Northern Irish Rock. Not quite. I would look like the Rock's fat brother, you know? Ian the Brick Johnson. What's up? Ian. Wayne. Wayne Johnson. Wayne the Cock Johnson. And I would still be 16 stone. Do you know what I mean? If it was doing any sort of competitive goddamn combat sports, they'd be like, you're still a heavyweight. Do you know what I mean? And I think if I lost 4 stone, try keeping the fanny off. No, I'm joking. I mean, at the minute, I can fold skin and make a fanny out of anything. So, what can you do? But here's the thing. I think it was doing quite well. And I think it gets to the stage where, like, you almost, like, your body gets a lot purer. You know what I mean? You're just eating fucking... You're eating well. You're not eating the usual shit. It is amazing, like, when you keep an eye on stuff. Like, you could eat very well and be full and then be like, oh, I still have, like, fucking 600 calories left on this goddamn thing. And then you're about to eat something and you're like, no, let me just go to bed hungry and then we'll wake up and you'll forget that you were hungry ever before you went to bed. And then you're like, oh, I fucking saved like 600 calories yesterday. That all went out the window, obviously, on Saturday night because we had a few fucking drinks. And it even then I was trying not to eat like a whole pile of shit after a drink and stuff. But that, see, drinking when I feel like if you get your body into like a certain level of poison, you can just stay there. You know, if you're filling it full of shit, your body gets used to that. If you kind of detox it slightly and then retox it with goddamn beer and whiskey, you're like, ah, what the fuck? And then, of course, here's what we did. We had some breakfast, which was grand. It was just like bacon and like poached eggs, which is fucking whatever. And then later on, we're like, oh, let's get Chinese, whatever. And then I ended up just making like a fried rice type thing. So we're like, okay. We sort of saved a bit. We haven't, you know, we haven't went and had a whole pile of shit out of Chinese. So then we're like, oh, well, then we'll just eat crisps and chocolate. And I honestly think I just ate a pile of shit and the next day felt terrible and ill, you know, and then couldn't go to Shane's fucking thing. Just zero fucking tolerance for bullshit. I said to Maureen, like, it's unfortunate that now that I'm 32... the only time I feel really good is if I eat well and work out every day. Because if I don't, I'm like tired and stressed and annoyed and fucking whatever. And I'm like, no, I have to eat well and fucking work out all the time. Just like, yeah, like everyone else has to do. And I was like, all right, fucking bastard. Meanwhile, Lavery's fucking Comedian's Christmas Do's coming up Wednesday. It's going to be a fucking shit show. How am I going to, you know, I don't know what to do. I might stick on the fucking gin and tonics or something. Anyway, fuck all this bullshit. What's this podcast turned into? Colin talks about trying not to be a fat cunt. Anyway, we'll get the weigh-in done today. We'll call back in next week and be like, and I'll be all proud of myself that I don't weigh the same as a fucking small fucking piece of livestock. Coke Zero, zero calorie, sponsor the podcast. Too cold. That's too cold. Anyway, good news, guys. The big man got a new car. Holla! I wanted an estate forever. I wanted a fucking estate car. I don't know why. I don't know why I wanted one. I just like the look of them. I like the look of estate cars, always. Like, if someone was like, do you want this, you know, this, this fucking... I don't know, whatever. Whatever it is, I'll take the estate version of it. Do you know, do you want this beautiful Audi? Fucking A6. You're like, nah, give me the estate. Give me the RS6. Like it. Like the look of it. Unfortunately, Mercedes are our thing. I'm a big fan of Mercedes. I think it's, I don't know what it is. I think it's just that boring German, like, this is always going to work no matter what happens. It will work forever. It will never die. Just like our Nazi spirit. I don't know. But it's, I mean, unfortunately, we were sort of not given. We were basically, as an intermediate car, sold a Mercedes on the cheap. And that has ruined our taste in cars forever. Because you're like, oh, how can you go from like a shitty runaround to like a fucking, you know, nice big automatic fucking Mercedes? And you're like, well, hey, well, fuck every car in the world. And literally, I would buy a goddamn 15-year-old Mercedes that was in decent nick over going and getting like a brand new whatever and doing a fucking car payment on it any day. Anyway, I like estate cars, and this is how I buy cars. You see, you filter them down, you go look at it, you go, yep, I made a good choice from my online assessment. Here we are, give us it. That's what I did. I just went, yep, I've fucking, you know what I mean? I've fucking eliminated all these things. You know, too many miles, too many this, too many whatever. I went, that's low miles, looks clean, from a dealer, blah de blah de blah. Went out, seen it. I like this car. I'll see you later, you know? Ooh, we're not that interested. And then call up the next day. And I am literally shit at fucking, like, oh, by the way, fuck paying cars off every month. Suck my dick, you know what I mean? I'm going to go in, I'll buy it straight away, you know? I don't want to fucking, I don't give a shit if it's new or what the fuck it is. I'm just like, let me buy it once and then I'll never hear from you again. That's what I want to do. I don't want to fucking, you know, pay off for the next fucking 4 years. Anyway, so went and seen this car, phoned him up the next day. I am totally shit at haggling. I hate talking money. I hate fucking, I never look at receipts and go, well, you charged us for two Cokes. I never do that shit. You know what I mean? You know, it's like reading one of those goddamn self-help books. It's like, hey, if you fucking act like a millionaire, which is totally against, I mean, you should act like you have no money, and then that's how you keep money. But I hate that shit. I'd rather, like, see all that fucking, oh, bye, man, you got this, and then you got a side order, and so you owe me, you know, fucking $295. I hate that. I like to just go, don't worry about it, I bought it all. How much was it? Don't know. Didn't even look. How much is that? Don't know. Whatever. I'd rather work hard and have enough money to cover that shit than scrimp and save to hang on to money. I don't like it. I hate haggling. All that shit. So, I just phoned the guy up and I was like, listen, what are you going to sell me this car for? And he goes, ah, blah. I mean, we're not going to really talk numbers on here, guys, are we? It's crude. But he's like, oh, I couldn't let it go for bloody blah. Less than this. And I went, well, okay. And then he talked about how fucking, you know, come January that car will sell, no worries, it's fucking full service history with Mercedes, clean as a whistle, low miles. Right enough, it was absolutely immaculate. The guy even said himself, he's like, if you looked in this car, you would swear it was like a year old. He's like, so I'm gonna barf off that Coke. He's like, there isn't a fucking mark on it. And I was like, that's not a mark on it, sir, not at all. And I was like, I know, I want it. And I know, and then he kept saying like, oh, someone was in 2 weeks ago and they tried to buy it, but the finance wouldn't go through. So, you know, it'll sell, no problem. And I went, but it's not sold. You still have the fucking thing. And then I was like, you know, would you not go to this? Would you not go to that? Bloody blah. And he's hemming and hawing all over the place. And then I was literally like, if I come and buy this off you today, will you sell it to me for this amount? And he went, I've sort of left myself wide open there. He's like, yeah, okay. And I was like, fucking right, let's go down. So as Maureen said, everyone's basically getting a fucking smile and a cup of tea for Christmas. We turn up, fucking, we'll be like, check out this car, check out this fucking Mercedes estate, bro. Do you have money for petrol? So yeah, I'm very happy with it, you know what I mean? I don't know what it is, it's kind of, I always like things that are like, kind of flashy, but kind of practical. Do you know what I mean? I really do like things that are just like, oh, you got like a fucking, you know, you got like a goddamn, like a Casio, what? Well, that's a bad example. Something that's like, oh, it looks kind of bling bling, and then you're like, you literally couldn't, you couldn't kill it with fire. I love shit like that. Love it. Mm. Car hard clothes. You know what I mean? I'm wearing this hoodie. Granted, it's about 10 years old, looks like shit. But it's like, you know, can it be kind of swag if like, a rapper's wearing it, yeah, but then also you couldn't rip it apart if you tied it between two fucking tractors. You know what I mean? I love that shit. So now we've got our big fucking sporty estate. We're gonna be like, let's throw the skis in the back, and I'll never go skiing ever. But for example, you know, throw the fucking whatever in the back there. Throw the rollerblades in the back, and we'll hit the beach. Have you ever rollerbladed on the beach? Yes, it's the only way I can stay erect on the rollerblades, thanks. So yeah, very, very excited about that. And then also, we're in Santa Monica, I was looking in, you know, I was doing a bit of cycling, and I was like, I fucking love riding bikes. And then I was speaking to Maureen's dad, and he's like, sure, there's a fucking mountain bike down there, which somebody was kind of getting rid of, and give it to him. So the bike lay there, and he has cycled and does cycle a bit and would use a road bike. And he's like, yeah, take it. It's a Specialized, which is a brand, obviously, a Specialized mountain bike. And I was like, fucking right. Needed a bit of work done. So over the last week, I've been putting new grips on it. Fucking here. Here. I don't know whether I'm fucking retarded or not. Putting a chain on a mountain bike with a pile of gears on it that you don't know, you're like, I've never done this before. I've put it on a fucking BMX when I was younger, which just has two gears on it. But I was like, I have nowhere, fucking looking up tutorials, and then you put it on and you're like, I've bought the wrong size of fucking chain, it's too long, trying to remove links with that wee tool, you know, put the chain back on. Fuck me, what a goddamn nightmare. And I was like, I'm going to leave this bike in to the guy, having put grips, and I'm probably going to take the clippy pedals off that you put the shoes in and put flat like BMX pedals on it and whatever. And I literally should have just left it in to the guy. Even though I was in my head, I was like, I'll probably leave it in to someone, it'll cost like £200. If he had arrived behind me and went, do you want a hand with that? I'd have given him £500. I was like, do you want something just breaks your will? You're like, I'm gonna throw this whole fucking bike in the river. It's just, it doesn't work. But then eventually got it on and it was all good. So yeah. That'll be added into the fitness regimes, you know, going for runs, going for cycles, just all around cardio, bro. Just getting in that sub 20 stone category. Fata cunta. I don't know what we're talking about, guys. Let's watch some porn. This has become a fucking thing now. People have taken it upon themselves to send me like funny porn clips. And this one's from a guy called Jordan. I'll hold his second name. I haven't watched this yet, so God knows what the fuck this is. Skimmed through it, got a fair idea what it is. Let's play this. I mean, I wish I had Mickey here right now.
Oh shit. Oh, come here.
Oh, barf. Oh my god. Oh dear.
Okay. Wait. Okay.
Oh. Hey, I love you.
It's okay. It's okay.
I like throwing Doritos.
We get a paper towel?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh my god.
Oh, I told you.
Oh my god. Oh my god!
Wrap.
Wait!
I'm sorry.
Oh my god! Right after the bus shot!
Okay. Disgusting! Now, sometimes, and I mean sometimes, I mean every week, I will watch something that I thought was going to be good crack, and I just feel really sad. Really, really sad. Let me give you a quick thumb through that. Basically, you know, standard porn. I'm gonna come absolutely blurp in the mouth, and then she just fucking all over the place and barfs and barf. And it looks like it's from the 90s because the whole room's carpeted and there's like a fucking curved couch, which is also, you know, not leather. And the bulk is everywhere. And it makes me very, very sad to watch that. You know? And like, you know, granted, some dude just dumped bodily fluids in her mouth, bro. But that looks more like she's turned up to work that day and went, by the way, guys, I am really suffering with some sort of food poisoning / whatever. And they're like, oh, sure, we'll play it by ear. We'll play it by ear. And then just slap, 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 slap. Oh, I'm going to come blurp. And she's just like, and it really, you know what I mean? Like, you get caught up in the moment of like, yeah, porn, whatever, whatever. You know, and then, you know, and then they all just try and run and get it. In fairness, they're all like, oh, it's okay. And they're trying to get like hankies and fucking, you know, like a bag for the barfing. But then she really is just like a wee girl. Not a wee girl, that's a bit gross. But like, you know what I mean? Like just a girl, like a little frail fucking helpless girl on the floor. And you're like, ah. Okay, Jordan, thanks for sending me that. I feel really fucking sad about myself today. And even her, do you know what I mean? I feel like fucking hunting her down the internet, see if she's okay. That sounds creepy too, but... oh. I mean, I would legit edit that out of the podcast if I could be fucked, didn't it? That was rough. That's a sad one. That's a sad day. It's a sad day for the General Banter podcast. Jordan, you know what I mean? I don't know what vibes you were picking up from the rest of the... You know, what we like to do is we watch... I mean, I could... Do I feel sick now? Yes! I mean, I probably shouldn't eat a fucking bucket of salad for my breakfast at 10 o'clock, but... You know, you gotta get the fuel in to go do this vicious kettlebell workout that I'm probably gonna do very shortly. Even though it'll be fucking freezing outside. Oh, I feel ill after that. I'm trying to find a video here. Someone sent me a link. We'll do another video sort of breakdown. Here we go. Okay. Let me see the photo. Where is it? Am I going to be able to find this online? Son's reaction to cow milking. And we'll fucking... No, why? Every time I go to do a podcast, nothing works. And there's someone ringing me from London. Fuck off. Like, what? The phone hasn't done anything in fucking an hour, and then it goes buck mad. We'll talk briefly about... There was an article written about the Northern Irish comedy scene. And it was written by Riggsy, who... I'm a big fan of Riggsy. But he's written a thing about NI comedy, and it's literally... It would be the equivalent of me writing a fucking article about the Northern Irish music scene, where I'm like, I know the big players. Do you know what I mean? I know who are doing the rounds as a touring band. But beneath that, I don't know backstories. I don't know any of that shit. So... What? So yeah, he's written this thing, and I'm aware that like he knows who Shane Todd is because Shane, you know, hosts the fucking Limelight comedy show, is doing big shows all over the place. But it's very much a, oh yeah, I know who he is. I'll write about him, and I'll skim through a bunch of shit. Here we go. If I was a comedian and capable of making people laugh, other than when I tell them about my wife's attempts to talk about football. Okay. The one thing I want to do is headline the Ulster Hall. It's the holy grail of any Northern Ireland musician or stand-up, a legendary space that's played host to everyone from Charles Dickens to Barry McGuigan to the Ramones. It's not easy to fill. It's got 1,000 seats, so it's an incredible achievement that Hollywood Shane Todd has sold out there twice for the second year in a row. that is a big deal. But here's the thing. There's a lot of shit that's like, you know, perception. Like if I told you I did the Ulster Hall, the same with my dad. Oh, you're doing the Ulster Hall? Fuck me, that's fucking crazy, you know? Here's the thing I've learned as a stand-up, even gigging in different places, gigging in LA. A room full of people is a fucking room full of people. And the Ulster Hall, I've sold the Ulster Hall out with relative ease. I sold it out with about fucking 4 Snapchats. We did it with the Comedy Squad. It sold out. The thing is, it's shit. It's shit for people to go to. You can't get to the bar. You buy a drink. You go in to watch the comedy. It's so fucking laid out. So fucking just boring. Here's the seats. There's the stage. You walk out as a comedian. I don't know. I would like to talk to Shane about this. I should do a podcast with him. But like, it's not the fucking pop that... But then, I suppose me and Shane would be different. Like, we've literally done the same gig on the same night in London. And I came off, and I was a bit rowdy. And I was like, oh, it was fucking brilliant. That was just fucking bubbling. And he came off, and he was like, oh, I didn't like that. So, maybe our styles don't lend themselves that well to certain things. But it's funny that you could tell someone you're doing the Ulster Hall, and they're like, holy shit. Yet, as a fucking crowd member and as a performer, it's way more fun to do another place. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's probably why Shane is recording his set in the Accidental Theatre in a small space where you can. It's more intimate and it's more fun to do. It's a more fun gig. Whereas there's just something. Like, if I'd have done the Ulster Hall once last year, it would have seemed more impressive than doing the Limelight 3 times and 2 big podcasts, which technically is about fucking 4,000 tickets. But you could do the Ulster Hall and people would be like, bro, you're doing the Ulster Hall. And you're like, yeah. What? Yeah. No problem. But it's just a fucking room full of people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've done gigs at the Ulster Hall. Didn't think it went particularly well. Done them in the Limelight. Thought they were the best gigs of all time. Then just talks about Shane's characters and stuff like that. Connor Keyes was complaining that there was a photo of him in the fucking thing. And he goes, not even mentioned in the list. Let me see. MC Lovery's or Limelight Comedy Club. I just want to get down to where the fucking. There's other success stories, of course. Colin Geddes, who also built his reputation with characters online, most notably outspoken UFC wannabe, the Blender. On stage, Colin is just Colin and gloriously full on, notably crass and definitely not a stand-up to watch for your mum. Let me tell you something, fuckface. I don't mean that. Everyone goes to my gigs. Every fucking person. It used to be, I used to think, oh, this place is going to be full of 18-year-old boys. Wrong. It's full of fucking everyone. Do you know what I mean? I had the woman from last week telling me about, you know, what a fucking queef was. She was fucking 70. You know what I mean? 2 sold out nights at the huge Limelight, 3. You know? 1 before Christmas, 4. Live podcast, 5. Doing 1 in January, 6. You know what I mean? Fucking think you're dealing with here? If it had said 1 goddamn Ulster Hall, people would be like, you know, jizzing on their own titties. 2 sold out nights at the Limelight, 5 as well. Oh, and Mandela Hall, squirt on them, as well as countless gigs around the UK in the last few weeks. Another hugely popular and utterly irreverent podcast proves he's much more than just a fighter nutcase with a colourful headband. Yeah, the list goes on. Mickey Bartlett, Dave Elliott. I mean, this is kind of just like who's about. Do you know what I mean? You know, you didn't really do the deep dive into fucking what's happening. Do you know? Aaron McCann, he's been out of the scene for a second, but wait till that cunt comes back. You know, with a year's worth of fucking LA experience up his asshole. Paddy Raff, Kieran Bartlett add a little music into their sets. I mean, Kieran adds a little music into his set. Paddy Raff does all the music. I don't know, Emer McGuire's primarily known for science and stuff, radio show, but does musical comedy. I don't know, like, no offense to Emer McGuire. I literally don't know who that is. I'm gonna be hopefully pleasantly surprised when I fucking dig into it. But it's like, I don't know, I just feel like it would be frustrating if, and then William Thompson, would he know about William Thompson if he wasn't gigging with Sheehan? Do you know that sort of shit? King of the one-liner, Sean Haggerty. I don't know, it's like, I think he even says here, I've mentioned how the live music scene here seems to be on, hopefully temporarily, decline. I don't know, I mean, What I really should do is fucking, I feel like I should do like a lot, or maybe just start interviewing people, or do like a fucking long podcast on what the real state of affairs is. I mean, it's sort of like, it's sort of, there was a bit there. Where's the fucking? So the limelight is on the bandwagon. Oh, hold on a second. Yeah, he said that it's on a decline. The comedy scene is increasingly extensive. The Empire is, of course, the comedy HQ in Belfast. When? 1989? Like, the Empire's good, but, I mean, it's like, very, I mean, there are local guys get on, but it doesn't, you know, and I'm not blowing smoke up my own dick here, if you want to come to Belfast and see, like, the best of Belfast comedians, go to Lavery's. No joke. It'd be like, oh, I'm in London, let me go to the fucking Comedy Store, and they've got people from, like, outside. You know, they'll be like, oh, here's a fucking Australian headliner. Saying that way at Damo Clark. But, like, it just feels like if you go to Belfast, you don't know what you're going to get at the Empire. You know, there'll be a lot of international acts and stuff like that, which is fine. Go to, like, I don't know, I just feel like I've been to other nights. I've been to fucking Queens when it was on its way out. And there was zero vibe whatsoever. They fucking shut the stage off. They started having an extra stage at the front just to shut the room down a bit because it was fucking Mandela Hall. Do you know what I mean? Whereas we put a lot of fucking effort in the Lavery's to make the vibe good, to make it fucking as busy as possible and just make it a fun night to fucking go to. Full of fucking local talent. Like actual, for example, put up a lineup of basically all the fucking quote-unquote comedy squad lads, just for the Christmas do, which is on tomorrow night, and it's gonna be fucking jammed because people are going, holy shit, look at that fucking lineup. Because most of the guys now, you want to go see them, you want to go see fucking me or Shane or Mickey or anyone else who puts on a show, Dave, anyone who has their own fucking show, you're not gonna get in there for fucking £7, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna be paying big ticket prices or decent whatever. Limelight is on the bandwagon with a new Shane Todd MC'd theatre style comedy club every Thursday. The aforementioned Colin Geddes is doing great business at Lavery's every second Wednesday. I mean, go on Wednesday and just be like, oh yeah, this is the fucking nucleus of goddamn Northern Irish comedy right now. This is where it fucking happens. This is where people fucking cut their teeth and then all of a sudden they make a few internet videos and then they're goddamn, you know, their tickets are fucking £20 to go see them somewhere. It all fucking happens there. That's the goddamn gym. No one's getting regular spots in the Empire. You know, you would get the odd one. Lavery's is like, you turn up, you see people fucking work out material. We have different types of nights, podcast nights, storytelling nights, all that shit. I don't know, it's fucking frustrating. It's frustrating. It even said there, goddamn Limelight's on the bandwagon. Oh, that's doing well. I'll try it too. By getting in fucking a bunch of international acts, like, I don't know. I feel like all the comedians over here were fucking ignored for that long and not given enough chances and fucked over that, like, they're just fucking, they're like aggressive now. They turn over material all the fucking time. They're aggressive. They're like punk style. They do everything on their own fucking terms. And, you know, I've seen a few acts at like the Limelight where they bring these people in who I've seen at the Fringe whenever I was there in fucking 2000 and whatever the fuck it was, 13 or something. And their act hasn't changed at all. And you're like, ah, is that the future of Is that what comedy becomes? You're just like, got my set down, and then I'm literally doing the same shit for 5 fucking years. That, if I, like, you could come see me probably, if you came see me twice in like a 3-month period, you'd be like, oh yeah, he's doing the same shit. Maybe 6, 9, there'd be bits that stay in, but it turns over all the time. All I had to do was look back at my set list from the last January at the Limelight, and I'm like, that's a whole new set. And then these guys are fucking, they just make it, not make it, but they do the rounds, they're known as a headliner, they do all the clubs in the UK, you know, they might slip on to fucking, you know, Live at the Apollo once, and then it's just like, yeah, that's me now, just gonna not bother my fucking hole. It's gonna do the same shit over and over and over again. Could you behold? What about me just bringing the banter today? Welcome to the sometimes, what's this, save your internet shit? Article 13 was, as written by European Parliament, will create large unintended consequences for everything. Everyone, let's come together for a better solution. Make your voice heard. Save the internet. We support the goals of Article 13 with the internet. Read the facts. What? I don't know. Who gives a fuck? Okay, it's just, yeah. Can I not use YouTube now that you're fucking, you're looking at me to do some shit? What the fuck is this? By the way, you should go on the internet. Go on the internet, guys, which I'm trying to do right now, and check out Aaron McCann has put up 2 videos where he interviews Bareface from the hip-hop collective Brockhampton. And the dude's from Belfast and has lived in America for a while. Very talented producer, but Jesus Christ, bro, pick a goddamn accent. You know, I didn't know if the beats were like that good. Or my buddies were just blowing smoke up my hole. I wasn't sure, dude. Come makes beats. Come makes good beats. You know what I mean? Probably knee deep in puss all year round over there. So what the fuck am I? Who am I slavering to? And you know what? It's like Aaron said. You're over there and people are like, what's your name? And you're like, Aaron. And they're like, Aaron? And you're like, Aaron. And they're like, how do you spell that? A-A-R-O-N. Aaron? So then he just fucking introduced himself as Aaron. Now, I would never do that. I would spend the whole time going, Aaron. Just say fucking Aaron. There is that sort of closed-in thing about America where, like, everyone else in the world has to fucking pick up on things and be, you know, use your brain slightly. You know, you can't be like fucking, you know, what did Maureen say? Maureen said to someone something about a car park. And they went, what? Car park? What's that? Like where you park your car? Oh, a parking lot? How could you not figure out what a fucking car park was? Car park? What do? You park your car. Where would you do that? Parking lot? Oh, you mean parking lot? Why would you be completely stumped? Like you wouldn't have to think beyond that. What? For fuck's sake. Let me try and find this has been a salty podcast. Reaction to milking. Am I honestly looking that up? Right, let's watch this. I took my son to go apple picking. Now I don't know what the crack is with every time I do a podcast in here, it's just like the internet's so goddamn fucking slow. I don't know why I get so angry when I'm by myself in here. It's fucking nuts. Aaron. Aaron McCann is back in the country. I mean, I've never heard a more Aaron McCann thing than... I was going to come back Sunday, but I didn't want to go back to Oma. And it'd be fucking depressing as shit. So I've booked the flight to come in on Wednesday morning. He goes, I could have got a later flight and been in the afternoon. But I'll come in the morning. And then I'll just wait. He's like, I'll just wait for Lavery's. I'll just fucking sit around till 9 at night and then get blocked. That is the sort of shit that leaves your system when you're about 25. I don't know what fucking age. He's like 23 or 4 or something. Even though he looks like a fucking 52-year-old businessman. But like, no fucking way would I do that. Saying that, you know, I flew back from America and did about 9 gigs in 3 days. But at least it was in a hotel. You know what I mean? Got a hotel. Nice home comforts. Shit like that. Why the fuck does this internet not work? You heap of scat. We gonna play?
You're supposed to dip your hand in the water before you.
Of course it's black people, and that could come across as very, very racist, what I just said. But when things happen to white people, they go, oh my God, is this happening right now? You know? Happens to black people, like, oh shit, son! Here's another thing that I like to bitch about too. Do you ever meet like sort of distant relatives and they're like, what are you up to? How's the job going on? And you're like, fuck up. Fuck right off. You know what I mean? You'd love to just be like, yeah, fucking loaded, bro. Ha ha, you fucking old loser. What are you up to? Like, who gives a fuck now? Like, whatever. I'm a drug dealer. Who gives a fuck? That happened the other day. I was visiting my man in hospital. Had a great auntie. What are you up to? Not much. I literally was just like, whatever, not much. Because I'm not going to sit here and go, well, you know, I'm a comedian. I book and promote my own shows. And I have a podcast. And I have merch. And I make videos both for myself and for businesses. And you're not going to go into that. You're just like, yeah, I'm all right. And then my mom's like, oh, well, he just bought a new car. And I was like, well, don't tell her that shit. Oh, well, what is it? No, and you're like, oh, tell me so. Here's the thing. I don't care about your life. I don't give a fuck about your life. But it's like fucking 20 questions that you have to answer because you're vaguely related to them. What are you doing? How's the job going? How are you doing? Are you doing okay? How the fuck are you doing? Which is, you know, like, I work hard, you know? I feel like I'm at a entry-level success rate with what I do. But I like turning up looking like this and being like, yeah, I'm doing all right. And do you do shows at all? Yeah, I do shows. Where? None of your fucking business. Look it up. You gonna go? Nah. Let's watch this little black kid react to a cow being milked.
Your hand wet, pretty yes. Much.
Dip it in there. I'm fucking out. Maybe I need to lay off the caffeine. Is this fucking caffeine returning here? You know, I'm watching videos of girls fucking boking up jizz. What the fuck am I doing? Any guess on this fucking thing?
Your hand is did you dip it, London?
No.
First of all, don't call a kid London.
Keep moving.
Did he dip his hand? Yeah, right here.
No.
Yeah, right here.
Squeeze that titty.
Are you scared?
Why is it Auntie Shantae's coming?
The smell.
It's a penis.
Oh. Disgusting. That's tremendous. That is fucking tremendous. He's just like, what is this? And then touches it. It's a penis. Disgusting.
Why is it Auntie Shantae's coming?
The smell.
It's a penis. Oh. Disgusting. Are you scared?
Now, who sent me that? That's a much better suggestion than the fucking jizz boker over there. I'm sorry. Who sent me that? Fuck me. Sean. Oh, something in Irish that I can't read. That's fucking brilliant. Disgusting. Jizz boker.
Are you scared?
Why is it Auntie Shantae's coming?
The smell.
It's a penis. Oh! Disgusting.
Listen, fucking 8-year-old black boy. That is fucking sexist. You know what I mean? Homophobic. You won't touch the cow's tit because you thought it was a penis. What if you knew it was a tit? Would you touch the tit? You're afraid to touch the penis. homophobic.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
It's a good disgusting, but it's not it's not the old school. It's not the best clip of all time. It's trying to be a remix, this, is it? Of course, internet taking forever. I'd love to know why they're rioting in France. Is it over fucking property prices or some shit? They do. France is a very volatile place sometimes, isn't it? They're like,
I'm going to send Sherlock.
We're really going to fucking kick off over something here and fucking wreck people.
By Sherlock or Rebecca G. And don't forget all the trouble we got into.
Why does somebody not know how to flush a toilet after they've had a shit?
That's not me.
Well, it was fucking one of yes. Disgusting!
Disgusting! I mean, I feel like, I mean, I may as well be looking up fucking chocolate rain. Do you know what I mean? The fucking, how on the pulse I am with videos around here. Disgusting! I was editing a video of myself and Maureen at Universal Studios, California. And it was goddamn, where is the fucking thing? Where is it, you bastard? It was just funny. Her like screaming.
Oh my god, that ride is so good.
This is her on a fucking kid's roller coaster. There's like toddlers behind us that are just like, well, I'm fine. And then I just kept cutting it in. Much funnier in slow motion also. We then went through the Walking Dead. This will be all nine probably by dinner time, so I don't know why I'm doing this really, but like...
Scary. Like, it's so... Like, I love scary things, but when someone actually jumps out at you, just go...
Hilarious.
That's a penis!
I'm gonna be saying that a lot now. I mean, that's probably some sort of sign of, you know, like a entry-level mental illness where you just will not stop repeating things. All day, you know, I'll probably pick up a card.
That's a penis! Disgusting! That's a penis!
I love where he was unsure, like, I'll squeeze these titties, man, I'll squeeze the titties.
Oh! That's a fucking penis, man! That's a...
It's full Eddie Murphy.
That's a penis! God damn it!
Or Chris Tucker.
God damn it! That's a penis! God damn it, that's a penis, man!
Someone's like, hey, to eat this sausage.
I would eat it. Ah, that's a penis, man. What the fuck?
Man, I think I got a snake in my trousers. Do you want to feel it?
Yeah, I like snakes, man. Oh, that's a penis. That's a goddamn penis, man. Fuck. That's disgusting. God damn it.
I was reminded the other day that Joe Pesci sings blues as well. Which is just, I mean, it shows you how little people give a fuck about this because it's got 30,000 hits. Do you know what I mean? Movie star. I watched Home Alone 2 the other day, you know, when I was feeling sorry for myself. Why are his parents, I mean, I'm sure this is like a hacky fucking premise at this point, but like, why is she not in prison? You know, they even make a joke where they're, like, talking to the police in fucking Miami, and they're like, we've lost our son again. It wouldn't be a fucking Kevin McAllister? McAllister holiday if we didn't lose our child. Go to jail immediately! Kevin! Know what I'm saying? I wish my name was Kevin Geddes so that I could have a podcast intro that just went, Kevin! Hey, whatever you're taking, medication-wise, lady... And fucking drinking on top of it, likely. Lay off it, because you forget your children. Yeah, we flew the whole way to fucking Miami without my child.
Kevin!
Sort your fucking life out. Know what I mean? Also, the dad in Home Alone couldn't look more like Tom the Bear Omani's older brother, possibly, if he had one. He might well have one in real life, I'm not too sure, but he looks like him. But for sure, go to jail, you know what I mean? And also, Blind Boy on his podcast one time talked about, you know, stereotypical sort of staple characters in movies. You know, and they've got like the fucking whimsical Negro or something. There's, you know, like a black guy who's like, I'm just a janitor, but I'll tell you some motherfucking info. Same as the fucking, you know, the crazy fairy bitch girl or whatever, where it's like, you know, I'm a wild woman, but I'll teach you some lessons and then I'll disappear out of your life and then you'll get back with your fucking standard girlfriend. And then they got the fucking, you know, the of course the crazy bitch covered in goddamn fucking pigeons, like, well, hello, I was in a relationship one time and I fucking, they broke my heart and now all I do is fuck pigeons. how badly would someone have to treat you? You're like, well, I used to have a normal life and it completely fell to shit and now I put bird seed up my couch. Let the birds pick it out. Tap, tap, tap. You're like, Jesus Christ, you must have been getting some sweet dick, and then they left it. Well, you know yourself, my heart was broken. And I thought, I can't face regular life or work, so I'll leave that, and I'll dedicate myself to a life in living in fucking Central Park, feeding pigeons. You're like, are you sure you don't want to just, you know, eat ice cream and talk to your mates to the point where you get over it, you know? And still, you know, live inside in the warmth. And if no, I am so heartbroken. I must live in the park with fucking pigeons. I'm putting pumpkin seeds in betwixt my cleavage. And the birds are eating. I've turned into Kane Toomey, his wee character. I'm putting fucking chia seeds on my clit. And the pigeons will peck away at it. And I don't need anything else in life other than these stinking fucking pigeons shitting all over my fucking poncho. Do you want to come inside for a cup?
I don't deserve a cup of tea. I'll stay out here. If I'm hungry, I'll snap the head off a pigeon and fucking eat it raw. That's what I'll do.
You know, if you just got yourself together for like that.
No! I shan't. I'm essentially a nun. I'm a pigeon nun. I don't need anything in life other than these fucking... I pray for avian flu one of these days to wipe me out. I seem to have made a full outfit out of 15 tea cozies. Hello, little boy. I'm so mental, I haven't asked you where your parents are yet. I look scary because I'm covered in bird shit, but I'm actually normal.
He wasn't even like,
where's your accent from? I'm from Ireland. I came over here, realised there wasn't any decent tea. And here we are. Fucking eating pigeons.
Right, I'm out of here. Here's Joe Pesci. Of course it's not playing.
Day after day.
You Joe motherfucker!
Alone on a hill.
You call my friend a faggot?
The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
That's Joe Pesci, like.
But nobody wants to know him.
You motherfucker!
They can see that he's just a fool. He never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down and the eye.
All I can picture is him just forcing Sharon Stone's face in his crotch.
Suck my dick, you motherfucker, you.
I'm going to get the fuck out of here, guys. Cheers for listening. That's an hour and 4 minutes. Gig's coming up. Come and see us on the 12th in cold rain. Keep an eye on my Instagram. We'll be putting up some fuck pre-ordered merch. Patreon.com/GeneralBanderPodcast if you want to support the podcast. And go to my Instagram, go to the link in the thing, buy tickets for the live show recording. We're going to record on the 5th of January. Okay, guys? Up the fucking feelers.
Motherfucker, yo!
In his head, see the world spinning round.
Unbelievable. Right, see you in the bed.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.